Hi, this is Denise from Analyze with Denise. Welcome back, and if you're new here, welcome. Hi, how are you? Today, I don't know what the problem was, but you know, being hungry, but you can't really take in any more food. Because today I was really hungry, and I had actually today is one of those days where I have all my three meals. Because I've said it before, I can't survive without all my three meals. Sometimes I do when I'm having like a power push day, when I'm just going through it, and I realize like for a power push day, I don't need to have more than one meal. It's like I just go nothing but rage and hunger, and it works. It works. It's like a dry fast for the whole day. But today, I don't know. I think maybe my brain was not mentally prepared. Because I was so hungry to a point that it felt like I wanted to pass out. It was pass out hunger. That's how it was. I was so hungry. And then when I went to get the food, of which I don't usually get like buy a lot of food for my supper. It's not like I buy a lot of food for my supper or anything. It's more like it's like a small portion because I know that's what I can manage. If I get any more, I'll just waste it. But today, even the small portion, I didn't manage to finish it, although I was hungry. Because I ate and then I felt like I couldn't take in any more. But then like 5 minutes later, after I threw out the food, I felt hungry again. So I don't understand what just happened, actually. I really don't understand what just happened. I threw out the food and then I felt hungry immediately after. And like the trash can is next to me right now, but I don't want to get the food out. Like I've considered that, but I'm not going to do it because it doesn't make sense. So I'm just going to take my juice. Yeah, I'm just going to take my juice and let the rest of the night go. Also, tonight, there's like a Champions game. Oh, my God. There's a Champions game. And, oh, God. Life. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I may not watch it. But I'll definitely see the result. I'll see the result. That's for sure. I'll see the result. But I may not watch it. Hopefully, all goes well for my team. We are playing the same team that knocked us out last time. So it's very interesting. And these are just the quarterfinals. Not even semifinals, but quarterfinals. To be so embarrassing if we got knocked out in the quarterfinals. Like for this club, it would be so embarrassing. So embarrassing and heartbreaking, and everything involved. Well, anyway, I didn't come here to actually talk about football today. It's just something that's been on my mind. In the previous episode, I was talking about like the whole group chat thing. So just basically a simple update on that. The poor pastor situation got a lot worse. You know how she's called Sophia? Somebody told her that she was behaving like Sophia the First. You know Sophia the First, like the animation on Disney? That's Sophia the First. That's who they referred. That's who someone called. I don't even know what to say. Like, they called her Sophia the First. That's basically it. Because everyone was fed up. It's like, these people don't want to be told what to do with their time. They don't want to be told how to study. They don't want to be told who to talk to, who to discuss with. But, you know, she rode her high horse. And she came back big and better, basically. With more comebacks. And she went to a whole other group for another subject. And she did the whole same thing. But then... She ignored all the stuff, you know, because everyone else in that group is like negative minded and all that. She ignored it, and then she did this. This was actually very funny. She went and then she wrote down everyone's name and numbers. That was like the ones who she didn't know their name, she wrote down their numbers. I put them in like groups of 10, giving, assigning random group leader. So she basically put us in groups. I guess it could work for some people, some may not. I don't know what her whole goal is here. Maybe she wants to be like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know what her goal is, because the whole thing just doesn't make sense. It seems like the wrong crowd for this kind of work. It's like she's being a guild president, but those people don't really work on this level. So she's just not making sense to me. Anyway, how was your day? I don't know. Have you had your food? Because for me, honestly, the whole food situation has actually confused me. It has confused me. And I don't know. I feel very tired these days. More tired than I usually do, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it could be because I'm putting in a little bit more work than I usually do. Just a little bit more. So maybe that could be the issue. You know, adding an extra hour on this whole situation may be actually making it worse. But we shall be fine. I will be fine. And I know I'll get through it. So if you're going through something and you know it's like taking you, like it's really taking a toll on you, just endure, push through. I had a child who always used to say, just bear. Whatever the situation is, just bear. That's what she would say. Whenever I would complain about the school administration, she would just say, just bear. That was like her thing, to just bear. And, oh my God. This very teacher, now I'm deviating, but it's fine. This very teacher who used to tell us to just bear, she told us, okay, she lied to us, basically. She really, really lied to us. It's like every time I remember her, it's like I recall those days when I used to be stupid. I recall those days because in that moment, I actually really believed her. She used to say that she had gone back to school and that she had, no, she said that she had fibroids. That's what she said. She said that she had fibroids. But then, I don't know if my research is entirely correct here, actually, but as far as I know, if you have fibroids, you can't get pregnant. So the same woman that used to, because she used to miss like a lot of classes, like I kid you know, she used to miss a lot of classes. Like you just, and she had like a quadruple, so we knew it was like on a Thursday morning, she had like a quadruple. So from morning until break time, it was her. But now on that day we knew we are studying half day because we know that she's not coming because she has fibroids. But then this person that has fibroids, I need to be operated on very soon. Like she made the situation seem so serious as if she had cancer. She did not. She made it seem so tough. But the same person that was sick, every time she would come back, she looked so vibrant. And then she looked so... Okay, she was a bit fat. She gained a little bit of weight. Turns out it was just baby weight. She was just pregnant and she was just missing classes. Because, well, I guess when you're pregnant, you miss classes. So she didn't make sense, but... Yeah. That was her. She just bared the situation of being pregnant and being a teacher at the same time. You know, today I went to the supermarket and there was like this car. It's not even a supermarket. It's a convenience store because it's very tiny. It was like this car. You know, it was a soap, measure bar of soap. The one I use for like bathing. It was the same soap but much smaller, and this man was telling me that it was the same price as the bigger one, yet they just bought a smaller bar and they were selling it to me at the exact same price as the previous one. So I asked him for an explanation. Like, why is he selling to me a smaller size at the same price as the other one? Because I get inflation, but I don't get robbery. I just don't understand it. And I asked him to explain. And he just looked. And then I asked him. And then he said that he doesn't know the prices of the things there. So why is he there? And he's the one I always find there. So meaning sometimes he overprices and other times he underprices. Because how can you be a cashier without knowing the prices of the things? Especially like for such a small area where you can know that, because the things are not even that many. So he wasn't making sense. I'm going to go back tomorrow and see the actual price of the thing, because he said I should go back tomorrow and I like check if, and then I ask him for the actual price, because you cannot lie to me like that. Like, it's just not possible. I actually need accountability for these things. Like, I get it, I'm a woman, I overspend, but I need to know what I'm spending on. It will only make sense when I know that. If I don't know what I'm spending on, then I don't know, money and life don't make sense. I remember those days, like when they had just bought crunchies at school. Every week, I kid you not, every week I would go and buy a new crunchy. And I would be so happy for spending my money, because I love scrunchies. There's a way wearing a new scrunchie makes me feel. Even wearing an old one, but an old quality scrunchie, it looks really, really pretty. Like, I have my, I don't know if it's purple or pink. It's like, it's there. It's like a very pretty color. It's in between purple and pink. But it looks so pretty and it's so big. But like, not in this big floppy way, but in like a big structured way. It was such a pretty scrunchie. I love scrunchies. But every week they would put new scrunchies, new colors. And I had to make sure I get all the colors. Like, I remember all the shades of brown, I had to buy them. In fact, I think I bought like two browns. And every other color, like the vibrant ones that weren't allowed to wear in the school uniforms, I bought one of each. And it was so amazing. I was so happy. And school was so stressful for me at that time. So every time I just wanted to release like some stress, I would go and spend money on a scrunch. It was so nice. And you see, I enjoy being a woman because I can be reckless sometimes. And it's like allowed. I can just spend money and not account for it. Or I can just spend money and refuse to say what I spent it on. I can just do that. And I do that a lot sometimes because I don't want to say. Because now if I tell somebody that I spent all my money on scrunchies, they'll just look at me like a stupid person. But I'm not stupid. It's just a way of releasing my stress. Spending money relieves stress. Although sometimes I would be, how do I put this? I've been in near bankrupt. Like, I've experienced bankruptcy, because I've not. But I've reached a point where, like, my weekly money is getting done. And, like, the days in the week, it's like for some reason, they look like they are increasing. I don't know what to ask my parents for my money, because they know they give me more than enough. So how did it get done? Like, how did it get done? Oh God. Oh God. Actually. I think they have scored a goal. Somebody has scored a goal. From the other side. Banang. Okay, you know what? No, let me not. Because today is not about football. Today is actually about my spending habits. And how they are allowed. Because I'm a woman. It's usually what we do. Spend money. So, I've experienced like the whole bankruptcy situation, I think. Close, at least close to bankruptcy, because I know bankruptcy is like a whole situation. And as a person who is a bit educated in finance, I know this is not the actual definition or experience around bankruptcy. But I can use that to actually, I can use that basic understanding to actually explain such concepts for you. If you would like me to explain finance to you in a female way, I can do that for you. Because I can make very complicated situations seem easy somehow and feminine, if that makes sense. But yeah, that happened to me just the previous week. Yeah, it happened to me the previous week. The money literally almost got done. And sometimes, actually, when I realize that it's happening, I go home. I just go back home. I just go back home because I know when I go back home, there is food. So I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat. And there's someone to like wash. So I don't have to worry about that either. All I have to do is exist when I'm at home. I don't have to spend any money. So every time I realize that, oh my God, if I stay here, I may actually run bankrupt, I go back home and I just sit there and not spend any money at all. Those weeks when I feel like I have to wash my hair or I have to do something extra, or those weeks where I decide, let's say, maybe to go out and then I use money that I was not supposed to, then I spend money that I was not supposed to spend. I just go home immediately after the outing. I just go home and I save because that way, that's an easy way to actually get your parents to spend more money on you by going home. Because when you go home, you're it's like it's part of the expense, it's part of the home expense. It's not extra money that they're giving you directly, it's just everything that they are spending at home is part of the expense, even when they wash your hair. It's part of the expense. Everything that they do is part of the expense. And yeah. So you can do that. That's like a pro tip. Every time you find that you're almost running out of your weekly allowance, just go back home. Just go back home and sit there. And everything will work itself out. Then by the time the Monday comes, you're okay. You're okay. And then it's like, you're refueled and it's fine. So that's like just a pro tip. Then, oh my God, you know this week I boiled soapy water. I boiled soapy water. We have had like a water shortage. And that's where I stay. We had like a water shortage. So there was this water that was in the thing, and then I thought it was clean, but it wasn't. It was soapy water. So I boiled it. And I didn't know soapy water behaves like this. It was like all over the place. I didn't know that. Science, I guess. Then, what else did we do? Do you know with like the whole water shortage stuff, there's the way things get filthy. Everything, all of a sudden, everything needs water. When there's no water, everything needs water. But when there is water, it's like nothing needs water. And there was also like a leak in the roof. Water from up used to come down. It was so annoying. But I think they fixed it because I've not yet seen it in a minute. So I think they fixed it. These days it rains so much. Like it's so cold. It's so cold. It's so cold. I can't even. It's so cold. It's insane. Because I don't know. I tried this week to wake up. Like, okay, we had like a discussion on Monday and Tuesday. So I would wake up at the usual time, 4. But somehow, when people here say 4, they mean 4:30. So when I wake up at 4, and then I'm waiting for the link for the discussion group, and it's not coming. I decide to stay in my bed just a little bit longer. So I close my eyes for like 5 seconds, and then I sleep again. Then when I wake up, it's like 5:30, and the discussion is like basically, it's done. Okay, it's not done, but if you join at that time, you can't really understand much because probably midway through a number or they are almost done. So the hour goes like that because of the 5 seconds that somehow turned into an hour. So now, I don't know what to do, because it's very cold these days. Like, it's really cold. I don't like it. Now, there's also this whole thing with tote bags. I don't understand it. Like, what's the problem with them? They are very many, and people wear them. It's like a fashion thing now. You know where before you would have like a very nice cute bag, these days you have like a tote bag. It doesn't make sense. I don't like them, and people wear them a lot. Like, I get it if you're going to class or if you're going to the market, but I don't know. I don't understand how you can go out with a tote bag. To me, it doesn't make sense. It feels like wearing Crocs to a date. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense at all to me. So now, I don't know why. Actually, this has actually confused me. Everyone is watching football right now, actually. Literally everyone. Everyone is watching football, and I don't know what's going on, but things are going on, and I don't know how these people manage to score at such a time. It doesn't make sense. And I keep saying this episode is not about football, and it's true, it's not. But this is so frustrating. How in your own home, how in the first 5 minutes of the game, and not just any game, a Champions game, you don't have very many chances in the Champions League, actually. Oh my God, I'm really frustrated. I'm really frustrated. I don't know why. Okay. Tomorrow is Eid, by the way. Tomorrow is Eid. And that means I have classes at school. I don't know why these people don't respect public holidays, but every public holiday they just decide to put classes, and that's the situation for me now. I have classes tomorrow from morning till for the whole day, basically. I have classes for the whole day. Like, these things have reached my, like, being Tuesday. Being Tuesday. I think this week, I don't know what's wrong with the week. Maybe it's like something with it, but I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I think what? I think, am I thinking? Oh my God. Do you know those days? Do you know, like, when you're refreshing a page? Sometimes in my mind, I kind of, like, I see nothing sometimes. It's like my brain is loading. It's like the information is loading, and oh my God, it has happened so many times this episode. I can't even. It has happened so many times this episode. I think I may close it here for today because my brain is actually loading. I think good night for today. Good night. If you have come this far, thank you for listening. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.